It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and today we have in the studio the Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
Dan Reynolds and Wayne Sermons are sitting here getting ready to talk to us as we play a live session with them. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, we were going to have you come in on Friday, but you were a little under the weather,
yes.
Dan, and we didn't want to put the Troubadour show at risk.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, we've been on the road for 2.5 months, and it was the end of the tour, and I just... My voice was just
it happens.
Much gone. Yeah, I went and got a shot in my rear, and that helped. A horse steroid.
Really? A shot in your rear actually
yes.
helps your throat?
Yeah, you know, they give
wow.
you a steroid injection. And,
he was like he was lifting cars in the parking lot before the show.
Yeah, I was like...
You were the Hulk?
Yeah, something like that.
He was, yeah.
Now, how did the show go on Friday night?
The show was great. You know, it's been an incredible tour. It was a great way to end the tour, you know, coming to what feels like home now, because now we've made the move to LA. But, you know, it was great. It was really a lot of fun.
You mentioned made the move too. The band has its roots for many of the members, I guess, at the Berklee School of Music.
Yes. Everyone except for me, actually, all went to Berklee together. And graduated, with the exception of Ben, who dropped out with a semester too early to join the band. He dropped out and moved to Vegas. He had one semester left, 8 units, I think he says.
Yeah, I met those guys. We were all playing jazz together at the time, actually, like fusion jazz. And so when I graduated,
him to move to Vegas.
Yeah, so it was kind of a departure from fusion jazz to, you know, getting back into popular music. But
yeah,
it was good. We like it.
It's good though. I think it definitely still has an influence in a lot of our songwriting and. You know, trying to experiment and push the boundaries and try new things. There's definitely that jazz creeps in, I think, every once in a while.
Well, not too much.
But an education at Berklee certainly does show, you know, real musicianship, a real ability to write, interpret, and create and understand music theory. So when you talk about, you know, figuring out,
yeah.
what Imagine Dragons is and what it will evolve to be, this probably opens up a lot of vistas for you.
No, I have very much enjoyed it. I'm the one person who's not from Berklee. I wish that, you know, I had pursued more of an education in music, because, you know, it's really great to be able to sit in a room with a bunch of guys and say, and relay my thought process for writing a song, which is... It's relayed so differently than theirs. You know, I'm like, can we do something? Can we go darker here? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas
I'm kind of glad that you didn't, actually. Like, I think it's actually a good thing, like, to have those two worlds kind of meeting and, you know, for you to be able to explain things that aren't, like, necessarily, like, a scale or anything. But
sure.
Like, I think it kind of helps us.
More visceral.
Thanks, man.
I mean, the greatest musicians of our time never went to you know, school necessarily.
But some did.
But,
and in this band... we have a nice combination of all of the above.
Yeah, yeah. I think it works out good.
We have a lot of, everything is very collaborative in writing, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
All right, we are Imagine Dragons, and we're going to play a song for you off our new EP. This is the single. It's entitled, It's Time. You said that you would spend, and now it's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top. Don't hold back. Packing my bags and giving the academy a rain check. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. 'Cause after all, this city never sleeps at night. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. So this is where you fell, and I am left to sell. Oh, the path to heaven runs through miles of clouded hell, right to the top. Don't look back. Turn into rags and give in the commodities arranged. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. Cause after all, this city never sleeps at night. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand, I'm never changing. I am, it's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand, I'm never changing who I am. This road never looks so lonely. This house doesn't burn to ashes, to ashes. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand, I'm never changing who I am. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Don't you understand, I'm never changing who I am.
Now, so Boston, you know, the background at Berkeley in Boston to Vegas, which is where you're from, right?
Yes, third generation Las Vegan, love Las Vegas.
So I have to ask you a question. Is it true that for somebody, it's always, you know, the beginning of the day at every hour of the day?
Yes.
Clocks have no relevance.
Absolutely no relevance. We, in fact, when our band started, we to make ends meet, we played a lot of cover gigs in Vegas, and we would play gigs that would start at 10 p.m. and would end at 4 a.m. We'd play a six-hour gig, and there was one show in Vegas where on the end of the last song, I passed out on stage. I literally passed out. I fell back on the drum set. The drum sets all, you know, the cymbals all fell, and we were in the middle of a song. It was the last song, and you know, they kept going. We finished the song, and all these drunk dudes get a standing ovation in Vegas.
Yeah, one of those guys was actually at our show, like, yeah, really recently.
And then right? He was like, "Hey, I was at that show. That you passed out."
But, that was,
you
know, years ago.
But yeah, no, happened. Vegas never sleeps, you know. And at times, it's a great thing, but it pushes you as a musician, you know, in those late hours to.
Yeah, someone's ready to party no matter what. Oh, 8 a.m., 2 in the afternoon, doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you finish and people are like, let's go, man. Let's go get some Denny's right now. You're like, dude, come on, man. I'm dying here. Yeah.
So clearly, you know, that you did spend time incubating the sound of Imagine Dragons and did work Vegas pretty extensively.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get this one out of the way because it's you know, the one that gets brought up way too much, I'm sure. But there is a feel, you know, a part of the Killers in the sound of the band.
Sure.
Was that partially because they were peaking at a time when you were incubating?
You know, I think, first of all, just being from Vegas, it's a city of lights and action, and I'm sure that it influences your music to be from Vegas. But also, you know, there's a lot of great musicians from Vegas that influence us. I think, you know, the sound of a band probably is, you know, mainly from two things, from your environment, all growing up, everything you've experienced, as well as what you listen to. And, you know, one of the cool parts about Imagine Dragons is I think we have such diverse influences, but we also have some very similar interests. But, you know, it, at the end of the day, it's like we listen to everything from Arcade Fire to the Beatles to Led Zeppelin to Coldplay to, you know, there's so many bands. And the Killers are a great band. They're a great band out of Vegas, you know, and definitely grew up listening to them. So, you know, I'm sure we were influenced by a lot of different artists and continue to be. You know, we try to keep up on everything that's going on. I think it's so important as an artist to continually be feeding your mind and your senses with, you know, what people are doing. It keeps you creatively thriving, I think, you know.
Well, the passion that you exhibit in the live performance, you're a big guy. You're, what are you, 6'6"?
6'4".
6'4"?
Yeah.
You look 6'6" on stage.
6'6" would be, that's like the threat. That's too much. That's too tall. That's like, you know,
he plays 6'6", though. When he's on stage, he kind of measures out at 6'6".
And he wears those boots, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really are you know, you go past passionate.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you seem to be one of those performers who loses yourself in the performance and in the song. You're not going to rest until the audience engages. You really throw yourself into the material.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to, you know, everybody's different. And, you know, I've seen so many of my favorite artists who have been so many different ways and performed different ways. And, but, you know, for me, honestly, the only way that I really feel the only way I get out of a show, what I really want to get out of a show is to just completely lose all my inhibitions. I think that it's so important when you go on stage to be honest. I think people are a very good gauge of what is real and what is honest and what is not. And for me, you know, I feel like I have a lot of eccentricities that I hide, I feel like, and that when I'm on stage is the only time that I feel like I can just completely let loose and you know, do whatever the music makes me feel and not feel stupid about it. I think all of us, you know, we're pretty shy dudes. Like, none of us were, you know, Mr. Cool ever. And, you know, well, Ben was homecoming king, actually. Ben is our claim to fame. But none of us, you know, were, you know, the craziest cool guys. And so I think that it's nice to go on stage, you know, and just be able to just be yourself and not care, you know. And that's what music is all about. It's always been about that for me. Such a release, you know.
This is a new song that is yet to be recorded. And the name of this song is Destination.
Colors of the world are rearranging. The Santa Sentinels are cunningly estranging all. I think a little about a lot and reach a verdict. You think a lot about a little, never heard it all. Of our energy, I bring these words. We stay up late and draw the lines to every constellation. We live with all our sorrows tied to age and separation. These are the days above and life. These are our expectations. We stay up late to live tonight. This is our destiny. Take me back to 91. I have a love life there. It's a loaded gun, alright. I see the colors of the world are rearranging. The Santa Sentinels are leaving but are changing. All of our energy, I bring. Separate.
it seems as if the EP suited your developmental curve perfectly.
Yeah, you know, it just worked for us. You know, we live in an age now where music can be spread so quickly and so easily that as the songs came out and we had a group of songs that we said, you know what, this just fits. These songs are meant to be together. We would just release it. And I think that also we were a bit afraid to put out our first album. You know, so many of my favorite bands, my favorite album of theirs was their first album. It defines you. It's so important that as a band, you know who you are before you release that first album. And for us, you know, we've been a band 3 years, and I think that it took us, and it's different for everybody, but it took us 3 years of living on the road, you know, eating ramen and bean and cheese burritos and sleeping on the ground and digesting only music every day, all day for 3 years and being Imagine Dragons to know who we were as a band. And
yeah, I think, you know, that those EPs were a good documentation of like what we were at the time. And we always wanted our album to be, you know, a statement of what we were as a band. And so we wanted to wait until we knew for sure. I mean, we're still kind of searching, and every day is, you know, searching a little bit more, but I think we're finally confident enough to say, this is who we are. And we're going to be releasing an album actually pretty soon in the fall.
In fall.
Yeah. So
now that the point you mentioned, which I was glib about it at the beginning, but there are some, many in the industry who would postulate that EPs might be the medium of the future because, as you put it, when you're talking about a viral audience, an online audience, they're quick to absorb so sure. much that sometimes if you were to concentrate on an album, we don't know it now if the album, for some, certainly for some younger listeners, isn't really a relevant vehicle anymore.
Sure.
You know, the questions are arisen as to, is the attention span, is the scope there? And certainly, which has always been the case, time immemorial, are these X amount of songs that fit in a context together and they're all good songs?
Sure.
I think it's a balance because, you know, you don't want to just be focusing on singles, but you also, you know, it's like, we're all kind of fans of an album. Like, we all grew up listening to albums. And so, you know, I think going back to an album is still really important to us, you know. So,
well, you mentioned it as wanting to, you know, and that was probably, you know, as you were talking about, we took this much time becoming.
Yeah.
So that we now can make a document, completely. Which an album is supposed to be. It's supposed exactly. to be representative of here's where we're at as artists. Yeah. Years from now, you know, right now, you'll look at it, and this will represent a lot of the feelings and ideas and attitudes about the band, but they're subject to change. The sure. great ones do.
Yeah.
You know, go through the list of any of the super greats,
yeah.
and you see periods and styles.
Totally.
And, I mean, you mentioned Beatles. Zeppelin. Look at yeah. Zeppelin. One, two, three, bang. Yeah. Three yeah. distinctly different exactly. records,
yeah.
and that was within the Beatles. All that happened in nine totally. Years. Crazy.
Yeah, I think it's so important, you know, as an artist to consistently be stretching yourself. We have a disease in our band, honestly, of never being content. We're never content. We'll write a song and we'll like the song, but we feel like, let's write another song. And because of that, you know, even for this album, literally we have 100 demos for this album that haven't even been released to the public in any way that... we're just always writing. It's all we do. And I think that's so important. I think there's so many artists today who just write a song and put it out. And, you know, I think it's important to just continually be creating as an artist, but you know, it's different for everybody. So I guess I don't want to be preachy, you know, but for us, we've written so much. And I think it was important for us to develop that. And now I feel like we have, you know, a solid 10, 15 songs that fit together, that form a story that we can see in our mind, that have a title that works with it. It's an incredible thing when it all comes together. It's been, I don't know, it feels like, it just feels good.
So this last song that we're going to play is also off our new EP. It's entitled My Fault.
Took a walk on a Saturday night. There's fog in the air just to make my mind seem clear. Where do I go from here? I see my breath pushing steam through the air, shaking hands run through my hair, my fears. Where do I go from here? Is it my fault? Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other. My fault. Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other. I'm walking out to the water's edge. I'm asking why I'm here instead of home. So now I stand alone. I stop to stare at the ocean side. I'm breathing in just to feel inside with peace, like you were here with me. Is it my fault? Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other. My fault. Is it my fault? Oh, it's on the warmest night. It's in the brightest light. It's when the world is moving. Oh, it's in the faintest cry. It's in the lover's eyes when I need you most. And don't you know? Is it my fault? Is it my fault? Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other. My fault. Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other. My fault. Is it my fault? We've been missing each other. We've been missing each other.
Well, this has been a great moment for us to have you come by, and I'm really intrigued now, having seen you play live, and certainly the way you interpreted the songs today, so radically different than the live, you know, full-on electric versions of it, show another side. So I can't wait to see what comes out of what will be the final DNA of this album. So when you get it done, will you bring it back and let us
absolutely
go over?
For sure. Absolutely.
And then I'll probably freak you guys out and go, yeah, I don't know. The sequencing on these two, I'm not. And then you'll go back for another 3 months.
Why'd you take that song? Really? I mean, it just doesn't fit the title.
Typical radio guy. Typical radio guy. A&R the record after it's already done. After you've done exhausting commitment to it for 3 months, it's, I think this would have been better in the third song.
Yeah.
Don't listen to those dopes.
Oh, man. We'll be doing it to ourselves already enough.
Yeah. It's 88.5 KCSN. Imagine Dragons have been our guest. Thanks, guys, for coming
Thank
by.
Thank you for having us.
You got it.